Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This shiur is dedicated to Le'ilei Nishmas, my mother, Chai Racha Bas David Tzvi. So, as far as this Basalach, we're going to take a look at a very interesting Midrash. This is in Midrash Abba and Shmos Rabba, Chaf Dalid Beis. The Midrash says as follows. The Klal Yisrael said something, I have to figure out where we got them from, but Rabbi Huda says, Amar Yisrael Ba'osa Shah, Klal Yisrael had said at that moment, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klum Hotzianu Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim El Beshvil Chamisha Dvarim. Did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim for any other reason than other than these five reasons? Echas, first of all, L'seis Lanu Bizas Mitzrayim, to give us the spoils of Egypt. Sheinis L'harki Veinu Alanani Kavod. And secondly, to have us ride on the clouds of glory. Shlishis L'kro Alanu As Hayam. Thirdly, He took us out to split the sea. Revius L'hipara Alanu Min HaMitzrayim. Fourthly, he wanted to pay us back from the Egyptians, meaning to punish them. Chamishis lomar lefanav shira, for us to say shira. So achshov. So now they said kfar nasan lanu b'zias mitzrayim v'yirkivanu anani chavad v'kara lanu asayyam v'farah min ha-mitzrayim v'amar nashinu lefanav. But right, so those are the only five reasons God took us out for to give us the spoils of Egypt, to have us ride in the clouds of glory, to split the Yamsuf, punish the Egyptians, and have us say Shira and thank him and praise him in song. So now that we did those five things, Nachzor the Mitzrayim, let us go back to Mitzrayim. We're done. Amar Lehem Moshe, Kach Amar Lehem Akom. Moshe says, no, this is what Hashem told me. Ki kasher isem es Mitzrayim hayom v'gomer. Just like you see Mitzrayim today, etc. Amru Hilo, so meaning he says that, no, you're not going to see Mitzrayim ever again. Amru Lo, they said to him, Kvar Mesu Kulan, Nachzor Mitzrayim. They said, yeah, but all the Egyptians are dead. We can go back home now. So we're born, we're raised, we'll go back home. Amar Lehem Bo, Ufiru Es Ashtar Shekach. No, he says, no, said Moshe. You have to go along and pay your star, pay your contract. Shekach Amar Lehem Kadosh Baruch, because so said God to me, Bo Tziacha Es Ha'am Mitzrayim Tavdun Es Elokim Ahar Azeh. When you take the Egyptians, when you take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, they're going to serve me on this har. Right, on this mountain, right? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Snev. Some people don't realize that it's actually, they were on Har Sinai. It was Har Choriv, Har Elokim. And you know, it could be even the Lashon of the Snev. Har Sinai comes from Snev, it's possible. I think there are those of Farsim who explain it that way. Anyway, he says that you really have to come back. And then Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar adds, Al Pia Gura Lonasu, they didn't travel according to the mouth of the Mighty One, but Ella Sheisian Moshe Bimakel. Moshe made them do it with a stick. Lefisharo Pigri Mitzrayim Shayim Avidim Bahem Bechomer Velvenim Meshutafim Al Panayamayim. They saw the corpses, Amrul Lonashfire Mitzrayim, Nitna Rosh Venashuva Mitzrayim. Let's go back to Egypt. And basically, Moshe kind of forces them to leave. Now, this Midrash, for one question that we're not going to address today, is why Klal Yisrael thought that those are the five things. They had like a list, a shopping list of five things that Hashem was going to do, and that was it. But just so interesting to see this mentality that, you know, they saw this experience as just, you know, a nice, fun Shabbaton, I did the year in Israel, and it was a nice experience. It was a fun time, but really, you know, a Shabbaton or spending a year or two or three in yeshiva is not supposed to be a one time experience, but it's supposed to be something that is a launching pad for so much more greatness. It's to build up so much more to come. And Klal Yisrael over here were very short sighted. Of course, it's hard to expect anything more from people who were slaves, that people who were not able to see even a few steps in front of them, who were basically on survival mode. They were born second generation, third generation, born into survival mode slavery. So it's hard for them to see beyond just the moment. So in this moment, they said, okay, we were taken out of Egypt, there were Makos, and that whole experience was just for a few things to happen, for some paybacks and retribution, and then we're going to go back home, but not able to see the bigger picture of what's to follow. And it's just important for us to not fall into the same trap. If Klal Yisrael did it then, so it's in our DNA, even if we didn't grow up in the situation that they grew up in, but not to be so short-sighted that we have, you know, great experiences, meaningful, inspiring experiences. Like they said, Shira, right? That was a level of prophecy. They were so inspired by God's salvation of them and his retribution against the Egyptians. They saw that. They felt very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they sang Shira to him, and it was beautiful and inspiring and uplifting. But then they were ready to go back to Egypt and say, okay, let's carry on. Let's go back to doing what we were doing before. I guess maybe not as intense as slaves. And Hashem said, no, I have something so much greater for you. And right now you're not going to appreciate it, so Moshe has to kind of force you there. But I have something so much greater, and that's you inhabiting the land, you getting the Torah, you living with my presence constantly, you having a base of Mikdash, you inspiring the entire world to have a relationship with me. There's something so much bigger. Don't limit yourself. And these experiences that you have, that you had of the Yam Suf, of the Bisas Hayam, all of that, don't just let that be one blip in history, one event that took place. Let that be the launching pad for the great things to come. And for all of us to be able to do that when we have an inspiring Shabbaton or an uplifting tefillah or a shir or anything that lifts us up and inspires us, not to just look back and say, that was a nice experience, that was a chavaya, that was cool, that was fun, but to use that to get to the next step. To not say, okay, and now I'm just going to go back to where I was from before. No, no, no. If you have an inspiring experience, you are obligated not to go back to where you were before. You need to use that to get to the next step, to get yourself even closer to Hashem. Hashem, we should be zocha to do that. And be able to go Michael Achayel. Have a beautiful Shabbos.